Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Primal Scream, moving on up, which is pretty much what the Nick Elliott Sound and X Vision show is doing as we reach show 40. How are you, Nick Elliott?
I'm very well, Alex. I'm not going to tell you that I'm hot. I'm hotter than a nun's bike seat.
Fine, okay, let's just keep it cool, keep it warm, keep it, whatever, keep it real. Keep music live. We're joined by three fantastic individuals for the show today, one of whom has never actually experienced the delights of Sound and Nick's Vision before. Is that person Bridget Royce? How are you, Bridget?
I'm fine.
Marvellous. You've been on the Sound and X Vision show before, have you?
No, I don't think I have.
No, she forgets so soon, you see. They forget. Yes. So, yeah. Is it Sue Rice? Surely not. Sue, regular co-presenter. How are you, Sue?
Oh, it is. I'm very well. Thank you very much. So bring Bridget in to complete her education.
Well, of course. By a process of elimination, then, as Nick would say in one of his more phlegmatic moments, it has to be Christian Arkabowicz. How are you, Christian?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. And
a pleasure to be on the show as well.
So one of the things we always like our co-presenters to say with respect to Nick, whether he likes their responses or not, although it is his show, so it's entirely up to himself in terms of what decisions are made. What did you make of the first track that opened us up, moving on up, Primal Scream? You were straight in there, you identified it. One of the other co-presenters actually said, oh, you too. I won't embarrass them by saying who that might have been, but what did you make of the first tune?
I love Primal Scream. Mm. I've sort of known them as well for a few years when I found out about them as well. So I've grown up sort of listen to things like that. So
thumbs up from Christian for the first choice of music, Nick.
Good man. He's from Yorkshire, man. You don't get many iffy men from Yorkshire. They're good guys.
I won't say anything
God's
in any way, shape or form.
I'm a big fan.
Well, there you are. You've made that quite clear, Nick. We're talking about the Cambridge Folk Festival, amongst other things. It's a happy July day. Last Thursday in July.
Is it really?
Make the most of it. If you're listening on podcast, that means nothing to you, but never mind. That's part and parcel of the whole thing. It's Siren Radio. Up next, Geordie Boys, Geordie Fellows, Mark Knopfler. And the sort of thing which effectively means we can go and have a three-course meal, sip some wine, come back, and they'll still be playing. It's an awesomely long tune. Would you like to explain why we're going down that Telegraph Road?
Been listening to a lot of Dire Straits, and this is definitely one of the best tracks ever did.
I blame the heat. I do blame the heat in all so many ways, because as we certainly adhered to, that was nothing like Dire Straits and Telegraph
Road. Pub band having a go. You know what I mean? You can't do that. Well, there's places you just don't go.
Okay. I mean, clearly, you know, that pub band might have been broken by all sort of accounts in terms of that. We're going to see. Okay. We have done that. I mean, you know, it's summer. You've got to let these things go. You know,
Alex, I love you dearly.
Steady. In a few moments' time, we will be talking about the Cambridge Folk Festival. After, hopefully. I mean, I'm not too sure about this actually, because again, I have a feeling. Yes. I know what might have happened. The computer has actually put in Dire Strats, Strats, and not Dire Straits, Straits.
Dear.
I'm sorry, Nick, it was just too long a tune to actually go for. I mean, I realise we might have said we've let you down, but it's a way to celebrate the 40th anniversary, isn't it? It gives us that kind of little hook to work our way through on that basis. And the good news is we can actually substitute with a very able, capable substitute, which is much more lively and opens up in so many ways, because this was a song which I know you've actually put together just for Sue Royce and Bridget Royce.
Really?
I think so. It's James. And what's the title of James's tune?
Could we sit down?
No.
No?
No.
She's a star?
Exactly. Aww.
Tried to disguise her stellar.
She's a star, James, on Siren Radio's Sound and Nick's Vision. So, Nick, Cambridge Folk Festival, you have been invited back, so
I haven't blotted your copybook.
I haven't
been since I did the 50th book, which was obviously for the 50th festival.
Makes sense.
But unfortunately, I can't tell you when that was because I can't remember.
2 years ago.
2 years?
I think so.
Was it really?
I think so. I think it was the same. But shortly after you had your Size Matters piece, if I recall.
Around about that kind of... Well, that's when I launched the book.
Yes.
Good God.
Well, there we are. Time, it just sort of passes in every marvellous way.
You could be my PA.
I could be, but I'm not sure whether you could afford my fees, Nick.
I don't know. I just fancy seeing you for your nails.
Do you think so?
Desk.
Yeah, but... You know, what did you make of James and She's a Star, please, Bridget?
There was quite a lot of in it.
Exactly. And that sums up James, whether they're doing sit down or various other bits and pieces. Sue.
Oh, that's one of the ones I remember from growing up, my formative years.
As somebody who in the choir is prone to actually give it quite a bit of,
Well, yes, that's quite right, yes.
Good. Christian, when you're supporting Leeds United, a lot of, or is that just pain?
Cries of pain, shrieks of pain when we never get promoted. I liked it as well. It's upbeat. Upbeat for a summer day as well.
It's definitely a summer tune.
It's
looking good. It's looking very good indeed. If you were saving your money, would you consider buying a boat, Nick?
I would actually.
Would you?
Yeah.
So this
I was looking at one earlier this week.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the boat, the aquatic revelation is deeply connected to your father's car, of course. As we said on the last production, father having passed into a brave new environment, has left you his vehicle.
He has.
And you decided to test its aquatic capabilities recently.
I didn't really decide.
Did you
not? I made the decision.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, would you like to share with the listener? Because
I can briefly. I got invited to a private show of a painter artist that I know.
Mm-hmm.
A place called Burnham Overy Staithe.
Yes.
Where you need to really know the tide times. Otherwise, you find that the North Sea is trying to eat up your car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Salt water.
4 inches up the tyre wall.
Yeah.
Oops.
And I had to strip off, wade in, and get my dad's car out.
Oh.
The bloody sea was eating it.
Scary material.
Not good.
Exactly.
Not good.
But that's why if you save your money, you might have a ship called Dignity. See what I did there? Standard.
Slick, man.
Deacon Blue.
Slick.
There's a man I meet, walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years. And he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in a bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in a Sunday's bag. The children call him Bogey. He never lets on, but I know because he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail her on the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. Say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity. And I'm telling this story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading me our keys. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means. And a place in the winter for Dignity. And I'll sail up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I save my money, I say, isn't she pretty? That ship called
Pop quiz question to see just how well Nick really appreciates the artists he selects for his programme, Sound and Nick's Vision. Name two members of Deacon Blue, please.
I'm afraid so, I couldn't do that.
Unbelievable. Ricky Ross, Lorraine McIntosh.
I couldn't have done that. Nope.
Looking at the Nick Elliott press office, I see the last sort of update there was March 21st. That's far too late. You know, it's unbelievable. We've got some recording of Sound and Nick's Vision, Siren Radio, well underway with Nick Elliott, Sue Royce and Alex Lefchuk.
There's more stuff on there. There's more recent stuff. I'm sure there is.
Well, that's the last one that comes under our sort. Maybe you've changed passwords.
Oh, no. That's last time I was in here.
Oh, right. Well, no, it can't be.
Really?
No.
Have you missed me?
Was it March? Besides, anyway, this is meaningless. The listener in Italy will be saying this is a complete waste of time.
Totally.
For goodness sake, it's just
drivel.
Bring on the music. What did you make of Deacon Blue and Dignity, please? Christian?
I liked them. Deacon Blue rings a bell. Mm. Like, it's... And I don't know where
Tristan
I've heard
Shout.
It before.
A whole stack of things they put together, really.
It might be.
They're from Glasgow. Yeah.
And no, I did. I enjoyed it. I liked them as well.
Well,
I think I'm going to like every song, to be honest.
It's looking good. Looking good so far, bro. I mean, apart from obviously the pub band who were trying to do Dire Straits.
That was definitely.
Though we've actually had to say, take it away, stop it now, immediately. If I actually try to channel my inner Bridget here and say, "You've got to be," what's the next word, Bridget? You've got to be
perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And the name of the group who actually had a hit with Perfect, well, whom?
It's Fairground Attraction.
Exactly. But we're not going to play Perfect because Nick has gone for something completely different from Fairground Attraction.
Yes, it's quite fitting actually, because with me being invited back to the Cambridge Folk Festival,
yes,
it's the first time I met Eddie Reader.
Who, of course, is the lead singer.
She was.
And is she? Perfect.
She's a lovely woman, actually.
My baby's love is called clear, serpentine seductress, I can't compare. My baby's love is merciless to me, wailing like a hussy and laughing drunkenly. And over the rooftops when the stars sprinkle the skies, London is sleeping and the Mississippi moon shines. I hear them making love, I hear them making love. Claire was born in New Orleans, she grew up in the bars of Bourbon Street, back in the days of Marie Laveau.
No, I'm thinking she's packing in now. Even though computer says still 50 seconds to go. No, we've played the whole thing. She's decided, that's it, you've had enough. Claire, fairground attraction. Little section we've never actually featured on Sound and Nick's Vision before because, well, we've had 39 shows to build up to this moment. How much of Nick Elliott on Wikipedia is actually true? Clearly, Christian, as a good undergraduate student reading journalism at the University of Lincoln, you will not be using Wikipedia except as maybe a possible initial starting point. No. So, on that basis, Nick Elliott is an English rock art photographer. Is that true, Nick? Are you indeed English?
I am indeed.
And are you a rock art photographer?
I am indeed.
Have you been described as one of the world's leading rock and music photographers?
By many.
And has your work been likened to Bob Gruen, Mick Rock, Henry Dillitz, Jenny Lenz, made up name surely, and Anton Corbin?
Yes.
Hmm.
I didn't say those things.
Of course not. Were you indeed born in Peterborough?
I was, but I don't tell too many people.
And did you indeed grow up? No, clearly that's a complete
lie. No, I'm still growing up.
Exactly. Were you schooled in Stanground?
I was.
Did you leave to become an editorial photographer with the East Midlands Daily Press?
Yes,
or
I did.
EMAP newspapers? And did you work for the Peterborough Evening Telegraph and the Peterborough Advertiser?
Yes, I did.
Then your reward, Nick, is Pulp. And they're going to be singing not the William Shatner incarnation of this version, which I thought you would have gone for. Again, probably said Pumbad. But Common People. Brilliant. Are you ready for this, Christian?
It's a tune, this one. Brilliant.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling here. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flat trip over the shop. I cut your hair.
Stop it, oh yeah. You'll never live like common people. You'll never. best. Especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stains of grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A renter flat above a shop, cut your hair and get a job. I spoke so fast and play some fool, pretend you never went to school. I still you never get it right, cause when you're laid in bed at night watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your daddy could stop it all. Yeah, never live like common people, never do what common people do, never fail like common people, never watch your life slide out of view. And then dance and think of school, because there's nothing else to do.
In 2010, Nick Elliott, did you receive a call from your agent in the United States of America?
Yes, I did.
And did you then, were you then, effectively, booked for a shoot, photographic obviously, at the Country Music Association Awards, which took you to Nashville, Tennessee?
It did indeed.
And did you also then become the official photographer for the O2 Arena in London and Planet Rock Radio Station?
Yes, I did.
And how does Planet Rock Radio Station compare with Siren Radio? Exactly. That's about it, really. We can say no more.
Yeah. Nothing to say.
No, exactly.
It hasn't got you, Alex.
Incomparable.
It hasn't got you.
I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs,
yeah,
funerals.
I've heard that as well.
Exactly. And so it goes. We go round and round and round again. But Average White Band, Sue, is that a group that before your time in the soul funk world?
I think it probably was, because I've actually never heard of them. But I'm
then you won't pay
to
attention to previous Average White Band features on the Nick Elliott Sound and Nick Special thing.
We featured Average White Band a lot.
Short-term memory.
Bear in mind, we're
having a child, 50% of the hair, of the brain cells go completely.
Really?
That's the bottom. That's the way forward.
Is it?
It's the way. We talked about this in Mapplethorpe,
so. I need an MA.
I know this is true.
I struggle to believe that.
It's very true, sir.
I struggle to believe that.
But it's something.
But you know, there have been many, many episodes. You know, this is the 40th.
It is.
You know,
exactly.
It's been a long time since then and now.
Then and now. Now and then. That's what the whole thing. But either way, let's go round again.
Bye.
It's like a scream of pain at the end there. Clearly going for the Bill Withers Award for longest held final note there. Bill Withers, of course, lovely day.
Indeed.
Anyway, bit of a challenge now, Nick, in terms of where do we go, because Mr. Computer's thrown up these kind of things, so we will rise to the occasion. This flight tonight by Nazareth,
yeah,
we have possibly corrupt. That doesn't mean it's been taking dodgy lines.
No.
I thought it was perfectly okay. It seems to be all right, but it could be possibly corrupt. We could gamble with that. Or I've got stacks of Dire Straits numbers, apart from, of course, the one that we tried to go earlier with. That was Telegraph Road. I mean, Brothers in Arms, Your Latest Trick, Private Investigation, Sultans of Swing, Walk of Life, Romeo and Juliet, Iron Hand, You and Her Friend, On Every Street. Where do you think you're going? Money
every
for
street.
Nothing. Every Street.
Yep.
So, On Every Street. Now, shall we try one of our amazing back-to-back pieces here? And we'll start off with This Flight Tonight. And that might, if it goes corrupted, immediately bounce to Dire Straits and On Every Street.
We'll go for that.
Alternatively, we may, if you think very hard and if Bridget actually wishes to the good fairy that actually sort of brings us the magic of sound and Nick's vision on a monthly basis, we might be able to hear them both in full.
Let's throw the dice.
Wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailer. Not the early one that you wish upon. Not the northern one, the guards and the sailors. You've got that touch so gentle and sweet, but you've got that look so critical. Can't talk to you, babe, you know I get so weak. Sometimes I think that love is just mythical. Up there's a heaven, down there's a town. Blackness everywhere, a little light shine. Blackness, blackness, dragging me down. Come on out again in this heart of mine. Profane.
pleasure and the pain. Somewhere your fingerprints remain concrete, and it's your face I'm looking for on every street. Lady killer, regulation tattoo, silver spurs on his heel. What can I tell you as I'm standing next to you? She threw herself under my wheels, but it's a dangerous road and a hazardous load. When the fireworks over liberty explode in the heat, and it's your face I'm looking for on every street.
You see, the magic of Bridget worked. We had a perfect version of Nazareth and This Flight Tonight, and a perfect version of On Every Street by Dire Straits, back to back.
Fantastic.
In a sheer joyous, wonderful experience.
Wonderful.
David Fox is in the studio, being greeted by...
Studio.
He's in the studio.
Oh, no, he's in the building.
He's in the building and in the studio.
Wonderful.
I'll wave. No, he's missing. He's not. No. He's waving back now.
Oh,
he's
waving back.
Exactly. If you're listening to Volume 40 of Sound and Next Vision, that's all you'll hear of David Fox. But tune in next month and you'll have David Fox in full force.
He'll be back.
Magic on the air. It's just phenomenal. It's a little tease ahead. We like to work through teasers and trailers because in so many ways it helps us roll with the punches, doesn't it, Nick? And do you think the Gallaghers are going to get back together? There is a line about saying...
Yes, they'll be back for Glastonbury next year.
I would have thought they would just never have...
It's all part of the way that you earn a hell of a lot of money in the game.
Is it true? The business of show, then?
It could be.
Bridget, have you heard of Oasis?
Yes, it's a fruit drink. Popular drink.
Exactly.
But it's packed with sugar.
This exactly.
In words of my mother.
Yeah,
and as we speak.
Exactly. Did you realise, Bridget, that sugary drink actually produced some of the awesome music we're about to hear?
I didn't know.
I know. It's just quite astounding. And they like Manchester City, so they have to be good. Roll with it.
You gotta say what you say, don't let anybody
Well, that was exciting. Oasis and Roll With It on the penultimate aspect of Sound and Nick's Vision, which has been ticking over marvellously in all sorts of ways. So, show 40 almost wrapped up now. We need to ask the question, what was your favourite track, Christian, of the ones you've actually heard?
My favourite track? I'm going to have to give It's Common People by Paul, just because I just love that song.
Excellent.
All the way through, ever since I heard it first, years and years ago.
We shall move on to Across the Universe with the Beatles. With those final words, keep music live.
Can do.
After three, keep music live.
Keep music live.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Restless wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.